Colin, thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.
How has the Roaring Fork CDC's role in the project sort of evolved?
Initially, we thought we would be taking more of a lead role in working to get development approvals and getting a developer on board and ultimately sell our portion of the property to a developer and then use those monies to pay back our lenders and work on the housing component of the project. And that has evolved over time, partially because that was no easy task. Finding land in the Mid-Valley that we could afford and would be suitable for multi-family housing was challenging. But we did have some ideas, but in the course of getting a new town manager and him getting up to speed on things, I think the town realized they wanted to take a more active role in the project and have kind of taken the lead in terms of moving forward on relocation of residents and the river work.
So now, is the CDC involved much at all?
Well, we're involved in the sense that we own the development parcel along Two Rivers Road, and we will work in partnership with the town to determine the uses for the site after the election. And, you know, originally it had been talked about as a site for development that could include a hotel and some mixed use and maybe a nonprofit center, but I think there's enough interest in having that discussion again, and we're more than willing to, you know, entertain a community process that decides how the town would like to best utilize that parcel.
And so at this point, is the Roaring Fork CDC involved in the relocation of the residents?
No. The town really decided that they would take that over. I mean, the reality is that we didn't have the resources to do it. All our money is tied up in the parcel. And that's why we were working on the kind of the developer angle.
There has been some finger pointing from the residents of the Pan and Fork Mobile Home Park toward the Roaring Fork CDC. Did, you know, the CDC make promises to the Mobile Home Park residents that it didn't keep?
Well, I think it's unfortunate that they feel that way. I mean, we can certainly understand their frustration with this process, and maybe there could have been a meeting or two that explained the transition better. But to say the promises were broken, I think, is inaccurate. We had plans that we shared with residents. We had intentions based on the replacement housing ordinance that the town had in place at the time. And we shared all of that with residents, pending the details of getting a parcel under contract, which we were never able to do. So, I mean, we told them that we'd love to get the housing at a affordability level that they would be able to pay somewhat similar to what they're currently paying. I mean, that was a goal. Whether we promised that, I think, is taking it a little too far. But the reality is also the plans, intentions, and the town of Basalt's laws and regulations have also changed. So that's a more accurate reflection of what's happened. And you know, residents, unfortunately, are kind of in the middle of that change in approach and direction. And we can certainly understand their frustration, but we also believe that what the town's doing is probably much more fair on average to the individuals there than anything we would have been able to come up with. This whole idea of cash and relocation assistance, I think, is pretty fair from the town's perspective.
And one woman I spoke with, she says, you know, initially she thought the plan was that your organization would help them get into kind of comparable housing. She also said that she felt like you guys sort of disappeared.
We met in April. We let them know that starting August 1, the town was going to be taking the lead on the relocations to allow river work to begin. And, you know, in retrospect, maybe we should have had a meeting in July, but that didn't happen. And but since then, the town has been meeting with residents to bring them up to speed. And as I understand it, have deals with several of them for the first phase of relocation. It's unfortunate how that transpired, but I think they're still getting a much better deal than I think would have ever come about through the replacement housing ordinance that we were originally working under.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.